toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, we're here live. It is the Memorial Day edition of the show. Maybe you would like to comment on the various different issues surrounding Memorial Day, your feelings about it, at 855-453. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and the we in studio includes Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls, but to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, we still have to talk about sanctions coming up. But to bring you up to speed, we had a guy call in the last hour about a septic tank situation where he's being threatened by the county government to get a septic tank inspection, apparently, at, I don't know, if did he say it was yearly?
Yeah,
but
yearly.
Yeah, a yearly septic tank inspection that he says doesn't apply to most people with septic tanks because they've been grandfathered in, but since his is relatively new, they're forcing this on him, and he's wondering what can he do about this because he said he's, you know, found the ideas of liberty, you know, in recent times and has been getting more into the ideas of being more free personally and would wants to do something to, you know, challenge it or something like that. And my best suggestion was to learn about what it is you're up against, because it didn't sound like he was too aware of the ordinance or the statute in question. You know, learn about it, learn about what the potential penalties are, decide whether or not you're willing to face those penalties, and then take it as far as you're willing to go. But some people have other ideas. Jay Noon is on the line calling from Palmer, Massachusetts. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So here's my suggestion for a guy in Wisconsin. It's a Dean Clifford idea. And Dean Clifford's got some real good stuff on ordinances and codes. I got a few suggestions. So one of them would be to send them a letter stating, I'm of the understanding that I own my property in fee simple absolute. And then you put Black's Law, fourth edition law dictionary definition of fee simple absolute, which means free of condition. Your inspection, and then put in there in the letter, your inspection is a condition of use on my property. How do you have the authority to put a condition of use on my property? And then another thing he could do is he could simply ask them, prove that the Constitution or the code you're enforcing applies to me. Now, the second one has worked for a lot of people, prove the Constitution or the code applies to me.
Now, when you say it's worked for them, what you mean is they've asked for this proof and then the government people just kind of disappear?
Yep, there's been a couple where that's how it happened. In fact, Mark Stevens, who's on LRN on Saturday nights there, he's got a lot of great examples of that. I had a friend who actually used it on excise tax. And what he did is he made basically a race car out of a car he had, and he never sold it. So they kept on trying to charge him excise tax. So I just kind of prepped him on this. I said, go to the town tax collector and ask them if they can prove that this code or the Constitution applies to you. Then you tell them, I'll pay the excise tax if you can prove it applies to me. And they couldn't come up with anything. And that was over a year ago, and he hasn't gotten an excise tax bill. And they took the other excise tax bill for, I think, 2011 or something or whatever it was, and they just zeroed it out.
Yes, it's a fascinating question. I mean, ultimately, they're going to, if you do manage to push them and they do go to court, because they won't always drop the cases, but if you do manage to end up in court with them, they won't prove anything, and they won't claim they have to prove anything. They'll just simply claim they have jurisdiction because...
it's a given.
Because, well, right, or as the New Hampshire Attorney's General Senior Assistant told Mark Stevens, you mentioned him a moment ago, told him on a phone call the other day that it's commonly known. You know, it's commonly known that the laws apply to you. And then when pressed for an answer as to what the evidence is, what are the facts that you can point to, you know, concrete facts and evidence, proof that these things actually apply and how they, you know, become applicable, her answer was she has no idea. And that audio is actually up right now if you go to freekeen.com. It's about the third story down. Headline is NH Attorney General Senior Assistant has no idea what evidence there is to show that statutes apply. It's a faith. I mean, that's really all this is. They believe it, and they believe it so firmly that they're willing to put you in a prison cell if you don't believe it too.
And don't worry, they were willing to burn people at the stake over their religions, you know, just a few hundred years ago.
Now, a few hundred years ago, 20 years ago, they killed 87 people in Waco, Texas, because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, that's true.
They claim it was over a gun, but it was because of their religious beliefs.
No, it's the children.
Now, Jay Noon is somebody that we know personally who actually does, while he has a number of legal theories that he's researching, he actually does apply this stuff. You actually are in the midst of various court cases, Jay Noon, and you put your own house on the line and lost it in the process of doing some of this stuff. You're I think, a hero for being willing to stand up for what you truly believe in and actually practice what you preach. And I know they're after you again. You were driving your truck. There was a bale of hay or a load of hay in the back. Some lady flipped a cigarette out of her car window as she was driving by and incinerated the hay bales in the back of your truck.
Oh, my God.
You had to pull the truck over. You managed to disconnect the actual truck from the back portion, and you were able to save the truck, but not the load, essentially. And
I can't imagine how you save hay from fire.
No. I mean, it's gone, but the whole thing was scorched, basically. And you were telling me this the other day, and I know you wanted to kind of talk about that story. Do you have time to get into it a little bit?
Oh, sure. Let me mention one thing basically about bringing up how does the code apply to me, or prove the code applies to me. You're probably going to lose at the lower court level, but it is an excellent foundation for, hey, they have no jurisdiction to even bring a charge against me because they couldn't even prove they had any evidence that this code applies to me, and it's an excellent for appeal because these lower judges are all tremendously corrupt. And what's happened is everybody's so darn lazy, nobody will appeal anything, which really
That person. I've had so many good cases that could have been appealed, and appealing such a hassle. And plus, I don't like the idea of giving the state money to process the appeal. So I've got several reasons why I just don't tend to do it. But if there was somebody who was appealing, I would be very interested in following that case and going and recording all of the court hearings if it were happening up here in New Hampshire. And I hear, Jay Noon, that you're looking at property in New Hampshire, considering making a move.
Well, I am. I got a good friend owns some property in Winchester, and he's offered it to me a few times. He owes a lot of money on it. He don't really want to pay for it anymore. He's got another place he can go to further north in New Hampshire. And
I think it'd be exciting to have you here because
I would love to have Jay in New Hampshire.
Every time we talk to you, Jay, you've always got some fascinating legal story that's going on, and I always ask you the same thing, whether it's on the air or off the air. Jay, did you bring a camera to court this time? And of course, you know, you're so busy doing your own thing, you've got your own business and various.
Well,
different
in Massachusetts, it's almost impossible to get a camera in court.
It's a lot harder in Massachusetts than it is in New Hampshire, but it's doable. As I've pointed out, we've got a good crew of court going folks here, and I'll come out personally and record it if you're up here in Cheshire County. So look forward to that. And are you coming up, by the way, to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year?
I am. I'm going to come. I'll be up there. We already got a campsite and stuff.
Fantastic. Nice. Will your brother Josh be playing at
I think he is.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's playing and doing audio. And you know, I want to go get pulled over and get a ticket in Keene. I want to go head to head with Burke someday.
I would love to see that. I would pay money to see that.
It's not that hard. I mean, you could just sit parked downtown for a little while and get a parking ticket and challenge that, although a lot of times they'll kick those out before they even make it to court. It's not that hard to get a ticket in Keene, if that's what you want to accomplish. But, Jay Noon, let's get into your story here about the truck. The bales of hay burn up. You manage to save the truck, but, of course, the police come, and they determine
fires generally attract attention.
It's hard to keep the police away when a semi is on fire.
Well, and, Jay, you don't tend to register vehicles or drive with a driver's license, so inevitably that kind of caused an issue for you.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Going down the road, I had a trailer on with 300 small square bales, 6 round bales. I watched a girl throw a cigarette out the window, too. And 2 minutes later, people are beeping their horns driving by. We pull over. Fire extinguisher does nothing. Got it unhooked. State police show up, and the truck is registered. It is insured. The whole license thing wasn't even an issue at all.
Stand by. We'll come back with the rest of your story here in moments. More with Jay Noon here in moments. Your calls as well. Welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. Also, you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username, for your convenience, is lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE's toll-free. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features are free on the site. Archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no biggie. They're right there. You can click and download as many episodes as you'd like, going back as late as 2006, all for free. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get the very same archives and more. We've got the Edgington Post shows that are available on the SoundCloud page. We've got also bonus audio that I apologize. I've got a bunch of it that I haven't taken the time to put online yet. I was cutting some promos earlier today, so we'll have some new promos out soon. But anyway, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and download a bunch of stuff. Plus, you can click the share button on each one of those, whatever episode you like, and then share that on your Facebook or Twitter or WordPress, wherever it is that you would like to share it. Again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items. That's a lot of items. Ready for immediate shipment. And you can only buy those items with bitcoins. BitcoinStore.com does not accept euros or dollars or rubles or any other government fiat currency. They only accept bitcoins, the new virtual international currency called bitcoins. They've got currently items from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, that's Ingram Micro, at a 0% markup. Now, that's for a limited time. They're trying to establish themselves as in this marketplace. They need to make sure that people come and see those really low prices they've got. It's BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Go check them out at BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Jay Noon is with us, calling from Palmer, Massachusetts. And Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live. The truck you were driving, hauling bales of hay, which was incinerated by a motorist who flipped a cigarette out of her window. You were driving this truck. It was a registered insured vehicle, but you are not a driver's licensed person because you don't believe you should have to ask permission to do what you think is a right, and I would agree with you, the right to get from point A to point B, as long as you're not harming anyone else. But the police obviously got involved due to the fact that there was a fire on the side of the road due to the cigarette and the hay combining. What happened?
Well, so anyways, it's all burning. We get it unhooked. We're just hanging out there. Then the fire department shows up, does all their stuff. The cop did go up to me and said, hey, got a license? Or can I have your license? I don't have one. He's like, oh, I got a registration? But yeah, I give that to you. So and he's like, all right. And actually, the guy who was with me, he had a license and stuff. And then the cop ended up asking him for his license and stuff. And he just gave it to him. But, so he ends up saying, so at about 8:30 or so, and this happened at like 7:15, one of the tow truck drivers comes over to me and wants to know what kind of insurance I have. So I got my insurance, card, and everybody in New Hampshire knows what they look like that has them. And so he's looking at it, I'm looking at it, and I only got liability coverage. So he goes, oh, you don't have collision? I says, no, a truck's paid for. And he's like, oh, no comprehensive? I'm like, nope. And then he's also on the phone. He's just some tow truck driver. And then he says, so insurance isn't paying for this tow, is it? I says, no, it's not. And I said, this is a cash deal. And but the truck was fine. There was no need to tow the truck. They were going to clean up the, because they were the contractors hired by state to do that section of 495 called Arch okay. Towing in Milford. So anyways, then he comes, so he leaves. He comes back over with a different state cop. And the other state cop is like, oh, I need to take this truck for investigation. They're towing it. I says, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with the truck. Nothing happened to the truck. He goes, well, he goes, just go to the tow yard. He goes, we're going to investigate it. We got to look at it. And I'm like, wow. Then the cop kind of starts getting a little rude. And so I'm like, well, whatever, you know. I mean, I was pretty flustered anyways. Just kind of lost a lot of money pretty instantly. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, the truck won't fit on the truck, so my truck won't fit on the wrecker. Me and my friend, the cop says, oh, go with him to the tow yard. Tow truck driver. So we hop in the tow truck. We're going to go get another tow truck. He goes a couple exits and drops us off at a gas station, tells us to get out of the truck. We're like, what? Then right then and there, we knew. My friend that was with me goes, oh, they're holding your truck for ransom because insurance ain't going to pay that. No. They knew we didn't have insurance to pay for it, so I didn't really worry about it. I figured they're going to have like a $2,000 towing recovery bill on a trailer. I wasn't too worried. So the next month, so whatever, my girlfriend comes down and picks us up, and there wasn't a whole lot we could do right then and there. So I call the towing company the next morning, and they want $20,000 for this recovery, and they won't let my truck go.
$20,000 because they had to tow your truck. Now, it can't be easy to tow a big truck that was used to haul a load of hay. It can't be an easy task to tow that. But $20,000,
that could pay a tow truck driver's salary for an entire year.
How far did they have to tow this thing?
Well, it was more than towing. It was cleaning up some hay that burnt on the side of the road. But the bill was a total gouge. You can see it on my Facebook page. The towing of the actual truck was $111. That's it. The towing of my truck. It was 3 miles to the tow yard from where the incident happened.
And what are they claiming the remainder of the $20,000 is for?
$20,600 is for $250 an hour for each piece of equipment they claim they had there for 5 hours, which I was there for the first 3 hours, wasn't even there.
So this isn't the tow yard that's billing you. It's the state? Who's billing you?
No, it's the tow yard. It's Art Towing in Milford, Mass.
So the tow company has the cleanup gig, too, is what you're saying. They had to clean up the side of the road, and they're saying, okay, well, your truck got lit on fire, and we're going to clean this mess up, and even though you pay a bunch of taxes for supposed road maintenance, here's a $20,000 bill.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy. Go look at my Facebook page and the bill. They charged me $250 an hour for 5 hours on all kinds of equipment. And most of it wasn't even necessary for the job. And there's still a ton of hay on the side of the road that's just pushed off into the grass.
Right, and this is my experience when something like this happens. I work for the fire department in my town, and nobody cleans this stuff up. I mean, the firemen get out with brooms, and they sweep the stuff to the side of the road. I mean, it generally doesn't get cleaned up at all. It'll be there for days. I don't know who cleans stuff up. I don't
you guys
know
don't
they
bill,
do it.
You don't bill the victims?
No.
In this case?
No. I don't know what the towing companies do. No.
I'm a firefighter, too, and I've actually been on the scene where there's been hay fires in my town, somebody else's, where I'm a firefighter. And we just kick it around with bike poles and rake, brush fire rakes.
Right.
Spray a bunch of water and foam on it until it's all out and just leave it there. And, it's actually probably not even there now because we've had so much rain, you'll probably see a little bit of it. But
Jay, I know you had told me off the air when we were talking about this previously that you were going to go into the tow yard and make the guy an offer, like basically collect all the money in your name, $3,500, and offer it to him. Do you want to tell us how that went?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll come back with more of Jay News' story here in moments. The ridiculous amount of money you thought you were paying for a cleanup on the side of the road and those gas taxes? Guess not. 20 grand for some lady flicking her cigarette butt out of her window and incinerating your load of hay. That'll make your day. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 94Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We continue with the burning truck story here in a few moments with Jane Noon. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control. Also, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us online where we've got a webcam that allows you to listen and watch the show all at once. cam.freetalklive.com will take you there and also take you into the chat room should you like to join our other chatters. So you can do all of those things at once, all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're considering getting some storable food for some kind of emergency situation, I'd like to suggest to you the Legacy Premium brand. The Legacy Premium brand, available at food.freetalklive.com, is the only one that is GMO-free, the only one that is MSG-free, the only one that is artificial flavor-free, and the only one that is preservative-free. And it's all of those. It's less than $1.50 a meal, which is on average half of what the competition is in the stored food market. So that in and of itself would be a unique selling proposition, being half price, but then being the healthiest among them, it makes it incredible. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. It's food.freetalklive.com. Free shipping on all orders. There's vegetarian and gluten-free options for those that to whom that is important. It is food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue with Jay Noon. His truck was set ablaze by a negligent motorist tossing a cigarette butt out her window as he drove, or she drove by him as he was carrying a load full of hay. It caught on fire pretty fast. And actually, he lost the trailer aspect to the truck to fire damage, was able to rescue his truck portion from being incinerated, and was rewarded for his efforts by a tow company that came along, charged him $100 something for the tow, and then charged him another $20,000 plus for the alleged cleanup efforts, claiming they needed to bring out all manner of equipment that Jay says was unnecessary for the task of cleaning up the side of the road. And here all along, I thought that we pay the government to do this sort of road cleanup stuff. Like,
you're thinking again, right, Ian. I mean, what did we tell you about that?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's all just a big scam. And here I was expecting that all the years that I've been paying into the gas tax, for instance, that some of this money would be going to cleaning up the sides of the road after people have accidents and that sort of thing. But according to Jay Noon, he's been billed $20,000 for that cleanup. And Jay, you went into the tow company. You came in basically with all the money to your name, like $3,500, and offered it to him as to try to settle the bill. Like, look, I don't have $20,000, but here, I'll give you this. Let's just call it a day. Is that what you basically did?
Yeah, I said, hey, listen, I got $20,000. He goes, no, that's not even close to my payouts. I said, well, I'm sorry, I got $3,500. I said, well, I also got the title to the truck. All right, I said, oh, first off, I said, listen, I can make you some payments. I can give you, like, you know, $1,000 a month. I mean, what do you really need? What are you going to get out of this? I was really diplomatic with the guy. He's like, no, that, I got to get paid all in one lump sum. And I'm like, well, can I go get my stuff out of the truck that I need? He says, I'm not releasing anything. I said, really? I says, you can't hold my personal items in the truck. I says, in fact, you never should have towed the truck. I says, the reason that you guys took the truck is because you had the cops tell you, you told the cops you needed to get a hold of that truck to make sure you're going to pay. Because the trailer is basically $300 worth of scrap metal right now. So they needed to hold something for ransom of value.
Yeah, right.
So I said to the guy, I go, the truck's worth about maybe $7,000. That's all it's realistically worth. It's got like 350,000 miles on it. It's a crew cab, Ford F-450. And he goes, oh, that might be worth $4,000. I go, well, yeah, that's probably all we'll bring at auction. It's $4,000. I said, so I can give you $3,500. I can give you some payments. I go, I need my truck. I got to get back to work here. And he's like, well, I can't do that. And I says, well, you're putting me in a rock and a hard place. I go, I'm going to have to sue you. I'm going to have to sue you for extortion. I says, you and the state police colluded to take my truck, to hold it as ransom. I says, that's a textbook definition of extortion. And I handed him a 40-page lawsuit that my buddy and I worked on, a federal lawsuit, because we've got to sue him in federal court. And you can't sue him in state court when the state's a party. In the case.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's like, well, I can't do that. And he's like, you do whatever you want. And I said, well, you got a truck that you're going to get $4,000 for. And it's going to cost you $10,000 to defend this lawsuit and legal fees and lawyers.
He goes, yeah, because the state's myself. Not going to pony up attorneys for him.
Oh, absolutely not. And he goes, well, I represent myself. And I said, oh, excellent. So anyways,
is he walking into the lion's den? He has no idea.
But if you look at this bill, it's like $5,000 for incident response vehicle. I ask him, I go, what's this? And I recorded this all the way on the Pork 411 line. And I let him know I was recording it. So I asked him about the incident response vehicle. I tell him his bill's crazy, And he says, well, that's what's got all my chains and ropes and stuff in it and stuff for doing recovery. And then my girlfriend, Sarah, got real mouthy with him. She was, getting emotional, getting fired up. And she's there, started giving him a hard time, and asked her, why did it take 5 hours to clean everything up? Why are you billing for 5 hours? He goes, I had to move stuff around in my yard to make your truck and trailer fit in my yard. That was his excuse for the 5 hour bill.
Wow.
So the truck, which he wasn't supposed to take anyway, it took 5 hours to find a place to put it in a yard.
Well, really, the trailer, the truck was sitting in his garage. But, yeah, they took the truck to make sure they were going to get paid. And, well, they committed extortion.
So you're filing lawsuits, and he's going to have to spend time and effort to defend himself when all he really had to do was be reasonable and charge a reasonable rate, and you would have happily have probably paid it. But now he's going to get doesn't sound like he's going to get much of anything. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. And as always, Jay, best of luck. I appreciate your story and your expertise in the courtroom, and thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Any further reflections on that story, gentlemen?
No, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens.
$20,000.
The tow business is just shy of dealing with the mafia. It may be, in some cases, it may actually be the mafia.
Absolutely. Look how this guy's behaving.
This
owner of the shop.
I understand why they tend to, they have a really unsatisfactory kind of way of having to do business. Basically, they have to extort many people for their cars. I mean, if you're parked in illegally in someone's lot and they've got to deal with a tow company, no one likes to get towed.
Yeah.
And anybody will say anything. They will say anything in order to get their car back and get away with paying as little as possible or nothing. And, one of the reasons they have these deals is because this is kind of what keeps the tow company going. It certainly isn't the AAA tow.
That's
that
a good
got.
Point. I know that around here they have a rotating deal where if King Police decides they need to tow your vehicle, they will call the tow companies on a rotating basis. And I suppose one could, as a tow company owner, decide to not do business with the state because you're principled. But then again, as you point out, Mark, you're going to miss out on a lot of business.
You would lose a lot of business.
Yeah. So, it's got to be very tempting to do business with the state, but then you're just doing their bidding at that point.
But you're talking about doing business with the state, and that's what this tow company, Roy's Towing, did. But even if they do business with private companies, they're still just like dealing with the mob. I mean, it's a terrible position in which they put themselves for having to do business, and I'm glad I don't have to do this business. Mm-hmm. But think about it for a second. If you've got a business and you're in a desirable place to park and people want to take up all your parking spaces to go elsewhere and do other things, and you've got signs up that say,
you got to park here,
you got to be at Ian's Shack of Horrors or whatever it is that you're doing, and so you're going to have somebody to tow those cars, and that person's going to be a tow company. The tow company's going to charge those people a ridiculous amount of money to get their cars back.
I had a car towed one time while I was on vacation that was parked outside of my apartment.
Oh, my.
And then the manager of the apartment apologized. Yeah, we shouldn't have towed it, but you still have to pay the tow company $450.
That's nonsense.
That is nonsense.
If it was a mistaken tow, then the management should
small claims
handle that one. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Coming up, sanctions. Daryl's got the story. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. And once again, freetalklive.com. You can support this show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to useful things like flyers you can print out. Also, for instance, bumper stickers. You want to get a free bumper sticker? Instructions are there at promote.freetalklive.com. So our number here is 855-453. Daryl, I know that you wanted to mention a story that you thought was interesting or outrageous about sanctions.
Yes. There was a vote in the Senate last week on the 22nd for Senate Resolution number 65, which called for more sanctions against Iran. And
there aren't enough sanctions against Iran.
Right. This actually was not a vote to implement more sanctions. It was a vote to say that we believe there should be more sanctions. And as Lindsey Graham wrote in the resolution, the Senate strongly supports the full implementation of United States and international sanctions on Iran and urges the president to continue to strengthen enforcement of sanctions legislation. And there's a story from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity on this.
Oh, perfect. I'd love to hear that.
And it says the
legislation. Considering his own son voted for the sanctions.
Yes. Everybody in the Senate voted for the sanctions except for Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey, who did not vote at all.
Okay.
Nobody voted against it. It passed 99-0.
Got it.
With Frank Lautenberg not voting. So someone writing for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity says the legislation, as expected from a Lindsey Graham product, is full of misstatements, historical revisionism, and war drum beating hyperbole. Particularly revolting is the distortion and lies about Iran not being in compliance with IAEA nuclear safeguards requirements, and the irony of Graham's using Iran's refusal to implement UN resolutions as evidence of its rogue status.
Right. I haven't heard yet that the IAEA has found Iran to be in any kind of violation in like the last decade. That's my experience. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I try to keep a reasonable pulse through antiwar.com on Iran and its compliance to the IAEA.
Yeah.
And best I can tell, they don't have a nuclear program, a nuclear enrichment program.
No, they're basically trying to use the uranium to make medical grade uranium for chemotherapy and radiation, is my understanding.
So they're trying to help sick people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if Iran does get a nuclear weapon, how much worse is that than, say, Pakistan getting a nuclear weapon? I can understand why a country would want a nuclear weapon in this world. It means the United States won't attack you.
Mark, it's the axis of evil.
Okay, yeah. Fine. It's the axis of evil.
The axis of evil.
What proves that statement?
George Bush said so.
Okay.
Also deceptive is the sleight of hand claiming that Iran pursuing a nuclear weapons capability is the real violation, rather than an Iranian failure to uphold its agreed-upon obligation to not actually divert fissile material to build a nuclear weapon. It's in a unilateral lowering of the bar, which is in fact itself a U.S. violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Most alarming, however, is that the resolution contains amongst the clearest legislative language to date, promising that should Israel decide to attack Iran, the U.S. would back Israel militarily.
Yeah, I heard this part.
It is breathtakingly foolhardy for the U.S. Senate to give such carte blanche permission to any foreign country to attack another nation as it sees fit, with the promise of backing of the United States military. The move will likely embolden Israel to continue recent escalation of military action in the region, and will likely propel Israel closer to an attack on Iran. In economic theory, it is known as moral hazard.
Well, don't worry, Daryl. I'm sure that Rand Paul is just doing this too as a cover, because he really loves liberty deep down inside, and one of these days he's going to throw off the cloak of evil that he's been wearing and save us all!
And then they list the actual resolution of what the Senate resolved to do, and there's 8 statements, mostly full of legalese, so I'm not going to read them on air. But I did post the link on freetalklive.com's Facebook page.
Great. I appreciate it.
So we're looking at this from a standpoint of being principled, right? And we find this abhorrent and scary. These people aren't principled. They're politicians. So therefore, they're looking
Including
Rand Paul. I would not doubt for a second that Rand Paul is a politician. They're looking at this from a politically expedient route. And I don't know why they would find it politically.
It's politically expedient to always vote to support Israel, because if
that
you don't, then AIPAC will put out attack pieces on you saying that you hate freedom.
Doesn't sound completely inaccurate. So they're being politically expedient. No one was harmed in the drafting of this resolution, right?
Sanctions. I mean,
not in the actual drafting.
There are no sanctions.
But they're calling for more sanctions.
It's a political call with no teeth whatever for sanctions. You're looking at this from the standpoint of principle, of a principled standpoint. And I agree with you, and I appreciate that you're doing it.
Yeah. And no one in the Senate has the political will, even if they believe this way, to make the statement that this is not okay.
Well, Rand Paul, when he was running for Senate, said that the United States needs to maintain a special friendship with Israel.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Rand Paul doesn't want to do anything to make it appear as though he does not support Israel as a puppet state in the Middle East. But, of course, he's not going to say that Israel is a puppet state.
Don't want to make any waves.
And there are some people that say that the United States is a puppet state for Israel. But, you know, whether one person's holding the hand up the butt of the other doesn't really make much difference.
I don't understand how anyone within the Liberty community can be excited by this guy. I mean, the more he opens his mouth, the more votes that he makes, the worse and the more state worshiping he seems to be.
But he wants to legalize hemp, Ian.
Oh, does he now?
That's the only good thing I've heard about it.
He doesn't just want to reduce the penalties?
No, he wants to just legalize industrial hemp. He wants to legalize industrial hemp.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to do anything to get rid of the drug war.
Right.
Didn't he vote for lower amounts of money for the military sometime in the recent past?
Not that I'm aware of. He could have.
Okay.
I've not looked at every vote that's gone through the Senate.
Yeah, why bother? I mean, what's the point in spending time on that? What are you going to find out? What sort of useful information are you going to glean from that? I know all I need to know about this guy. I mean, he's not even a shadow of his father. I mean, his father's own foreign policy, what is it called?
The Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity.
Yeah, the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, which I love, by the way. I'm glad they're out there doing what they're doing. I think it's great to have a voice for peace, actually, in the national, discussion that's going on in D.C. Not that I think that anyone will pay much attention to them, but it's nice to have the voice nonetheless, in addition to antiwar.com. It's great to have another player out there. But for them, you know, for Ron Paul's own organization to come out, and they didn't specifically name Rand Paul in this particular press release, but he voted for this, and it's just a shame. It really is. And I don't think that he's not going to have if he does end up running for president in 2016, and I don't think he's made that decision yet, but if he does,
he'll make the decision next year, he said.
He's not going to have near the support. I mean, it's not even going to, like, Ron Paul had a really deep level of support that was also pretty wide for a Liberty candidate, and this guy's not going to have anything close to that.
I think it'd be interesting if the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity would come out against Rand Paul.
Yeah, it would be great.
I don't know if it would be great. I think it would be interesting. And really, would that be something that Rand would want in order to further drive, say that, oh, no, I'm not my dad.
Yeah.
I tend to be sort of on the side of the people that believe that, Rand, once he manages to get the seat of the presidency, would be a better president than most choices out there, but I don't think that it seems unlikely that he could. It's unlikely anybody's going to get the seat. I mean, statistically, it's unlikely that you would win the race, but maybe you would. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to have a shot because he's not going to have the support. He's not going to have the finances behind him that Dad did. And it has been Ian here with you.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Check Daryl out at his website, fpp.cc. We will continue more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. This has been the live Memorial Day edition. You can join us online between now and tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator.
refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.